Hello, everybody, and welcome back to News to WOKV News 104.5. Here I am, Tim Tompkins. I am joined by Dr. Yukel here in the studio with me. You are listening to Ask the Doctor, which is brought to you by St. Vincent's. And this week we're going to be talking about something we haven't talked about in a while, and I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to be talking about weight loss and surgical weight loss options. And again, I am joined by Dr. Yukel. He is a board-certified general surgeon and medical director of the St. Vincent's Weight Loss Services Program. And the number to call if you have a question for Dr. Yukel is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. And Doctor, thank you so much for taking time out of your Saturday to join me here on WOKV.
Thanks, Tim. It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's been a while. And so we're talking, and we talked about this before, like I mentioned, but we're talking about surgical weight loss options. And, you know, so I was reading last night, and I was talking to some people online about it. And a guy told me something that I thought was really telling. And so I wanted to read it to you on the show. And I think it says a lot about what you guys and other institutes are doing. And he said, "I flew yesterday. I'm 6'4", so it was still uncomfortable, but I buckled in just fine for the first time and had some extra belt. I never before asked for a belt extender, but I would pretend the whole flight like my seatbelt was on even when it wasn't. I sat at a booth at a restaurant. I shopped off the rack at Old Navy the other day. I unsubscribed to Casual Mail's email distribution. Seatbelts don't lock up if I lean forward. I can tie my toes again like a boss." So there's all that. And, you know, it, that kind of weight loss, it doesn't just affect a small part of your life. It affects your life entirely.
It's about basics. And also you can mention, I can cross my legs again.
Yes.
You know, I can do my personal hygiene. I can go with my kids to Disney Park and I'm not short-winded and so on. You know, I want to mention that morbidly obese people are not lazy people. You know, they are not weak or greedy, because morbid obesity and severe obesity is a disease. Is a serious health problem. And that can interfere with the basics, basic physical functions, as you mentioned, you know, and so basic as breathing and walking. And we know if you gain too much weight, if you're morbidly obese, you're in a much higher risk of dying and also having other disease, number of the disease related to obesity. Just mention a few. Diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, joint pain, back pain, and so on.
And it seems like that depending on the type of surgery you have, but so some of these, the weight loss is just, it's drastic. And I've heard that it can have an almost overnight impact on, like, sleep apnea, for example, which is really prevalent with morbidly obese people. But if you have this, and it seems like that can help your sleep apnea just like that.
The most striking transformation I see immediately after surgery is, for example, diabetes, which 10% of Floridians do have. And when we treat person with weight loss surgery, in many, many cases, diabetes is gone or controlled overnight. And that's amazing to me.
So this kind of weight loss is a deeply personal decision. I will say that I knew somebody that had gastric bypass and it changed his entire life. But you're looking at a deeply personal decision, because it's not just a go in there, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and everything's fine. This is a long process that involves a lifestyle change on top of that. Tell me a little bit about the process from start to finish, from the first time someone calls into St. Vincent's. And again, if you do want to call St. Vincent's, by the way, and you have a question for them regarding a weight loss info session, the number for that is 904-450-6090. But yeah, doctor, can you kind of take me through the process?
Well, first you need to realize that there is something wrong, that something is slowing you down, something is causing the problems. And then you have to have, in my view, two things. You need to be really frustrated, and you need to hit frustration level 9 to 10 to come to see me to ask for the surgery, and you also have to be very motivated. If you have a reason why you want to lose the surgery, why you want to lose the weight, why you want to feel better and healthier, then you're going to be successful. The whole process takes in account your personal needs, your health, your medical and surgical history, and then also we look at your goals. And then we prepare you, we'll teach you, and we'll guide you through the whole process. And this is a lifestyle change that lasts entire life. When we're done with the patient, when we're done with the surgery, we are not done with the patient. We maintain relationships for years and years to come.
And so what are some of those lifestyle changes that someone needs to implement if they're going to decide to have one of these surgeries?
Well, number one is learn how to eat, relearn what the nutrition is, relearn how to drink, become active again, and be more active and live healthier.
One of the things about going to the gym is I know that a lot of people that are overweight feel uncomfortable with going to the gym. Can you give any advice for people that are overweight on ways to stay active, maybe if they don't, if they aren't comfortable in quite going to the gym yet?
I don't advise my patients to go and struggle in a gym if they don't feel comfortable. I know it's very hard when you have 100 pounds extra to be on a treadmill for 15, 20 minutes. And then you might not feel comfortable if you're the biggest person in the gym. So you might look for some more secluded areas where you can exercise, or, you know, I'll take any activity, such basics as walking, bicycle, swimming, you know, working on your backyard. Any activity is great and does help. And activity speeds up the weight loss, changes the motivation process, and also will give you the goal, will give you the satisfaction. Because why people eat too much? They're looking for reward. So that goes to your brain, your dopamine receptors are happy, and but then over the time you need to eat more and more to reward yourself more and more. Exercise will give you that satisfaction.
And while we're talking about walking, I would just like to say that the Riverwalk at St. Vincent's Riverside is absolutely gorgeous, by the way. But if you do have a question for the doctor, the number to call is 904-340-1045. So, doctor, what are the guidelines, the qualifications for somebody that is interested or thinks that they might want to go through a procedure?
They're not rigid, I have to say, and I'm happy to say that they are more and more flexible. There are more and more patients that can be included in these guidelines. So first definition of obesity is if somebody has body mass index over 30, you know that person is obese, and that's a diagnosis, that's a disease. If the BMI is over 40, if the body mass index is over 40, then a person is morbidly obese.
Now, that's 100 pounds for men and 80 pounds for women. Is that correct?
It depends on your height, but that's probably an average. But in my view, even if you have 20 or 30 pounds extra, we know from the research, if you are female, you have no chance to lose that weight. You just hover in that area where the BMI is 30 to 35, and eventually 65% of women go overboard and gain so much weight they become morbidly obese. So I'm happy to say that insurance plans are now covering surgery and surgical intervention and minimal invasive interventions for this low BMI, and I'm happy, really happy for patients.
And you are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. I have Dr. Uechel here in the studio with me. He is a board-certified general surgeon and the medical director of the St. Vincent's Weight Loss Services Program. That must be really long on the business card right there. So there are a couple of different types of surgeries that we're going to get into here in just a minute, but we do have Don on the line already. Don over by the beaches, how are you doing today? You are on Ask the Doctor.
Great.
Good. So you had a question for the doctor?
Yes. I'm wondering if you have a recommendation for someone who may have already took some steps into a program where they tend to do an analysis that seems to be very, very in depth on a person's chemistry, but without actually taking any body fluid samples or any type of biological samples at all. And I'm just kind of skeptical about the process of tailoring specific diet to a specific person based on tens of thousands of parameters using a device, a scanning device.
I'm not sure what device you're mentioning, but when we treat morbid obesity, we treat a patient as a complex, and we don't analyze the person as a chemical compound. So we analyze the patient about the lifestyle, about the eating habits. We certainly identify the no-nos that you shouldn't do. You know, at the end, it might sound very simplistic, but eating right is not that difficult. I believe, you know, we were born with a good instinct. You know, we were doing the proper eating for millions and thousands and years. Unfortunately, the food and the bad food and processed food and drinks are available everywhere. So we got a little bit influenced by that. So when I'm analyzing somebody, whether the person is a candidate for weight loss surgery or not, I'm looking at the personality, at the medical conditions, at the past history, and I'm establishing the goals. And if the person does identify with the goals, if they sound reasonable to the person, then we proceed further. There is some analysis required in terms of safety of the surgery and testing pre-op the surgery, and that's my basic recommendation.
Would you say that there is little to be different then, or to be paid attention as far as going into a person's hormone levels and or a metabolism, how it may have slowed down, possibly triggered by various things like a Depo-Provera shot, which is a birth control shot 10, 20 years ago that may have triggered metabolic rate changes? Did you put any weight in that, or is it not just the reasons why, but the fact is you've arrived here, no matter how you arrived here, here's what you need to do to fix it?
I would say we always look at the history and we're looking for the triggering moment. And in many times, it can be medication. So I agree with you. But essentially, the treatment in many times falls in category of groups. So there are very few defects in metabolism that cannot be treated with a surgery. And we can identify those.
Including thyroid? Or do you believe the thyroid is just a byproduct?
No, it's absolutely the main, one of the main glands in your body that needs to work properly. So we work with endocrinologists, and as you know, they take care about the thyroid and insulin metabolism very carefully. So that needs to be taken into account.
So with a surgical procedure, would you also incorporate medicines, prescriptions, anything like you're taking to handle other aspects that may not be addressed by the surgery?
Well, we treat all medical conditions related to obesity, and you know, many patients do have blood pressure, diabetes, and taking medications for the heart condition. So those are not always immediately responding to our treatment. Any hormonal disbalances, well, what I see when the person is losing a weight, their hormonal levels are coming back to normal. You go through the spikes and lows of your hormones, but the point is, at the end, your body, your metabolism is working better, and the hormonal levels are more stable.
Okay. Well, thank you. You've been very helpful.
Thank you so much for the phone call, Don. We really do appreciate you. We have lots more time coming up. We haven't even gotten to all the different types of procedures there are. There's one that's much less invasive than others that I cannot wait to talk about on the show. Again, you are listening to Ask a Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. Dr. Uchel here in the studio with me. Plenty of time coming up. Stay with us.
The final Republican presidential debate of 2015.
I'm Jeb Bush.
Donald is great at the one-liners, but he's a chaos candidate.
Marco Rubio.
The president has left us unsafe.
John Kasich.
We have to be the lead.
Jacksonville's election headquarters. News 104.5 WOKV.
No need to click your heels three times. St. Vincent's understands there's no place quite like home. That's why they have waitathomeer.com. If you have a minor injury or illness and need to see a doctor soon, visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your treatment time. St. Vincent's is the only health system in town that allows you to wait in the convenience of your own home versus a crowded waiting room. Once you arrive at one of our emergency rooms or walk-in first care clinics, your wait is no more than 15 minutes. Waitathomeer.com is your prescription for convenient treatment.
Hey, this is Robert Palmer, host of Saving Thousands here on WOKV. One of my companies, RP Funding, is currently expanding into the Jacksonville market, and we're looking for talented mortgage professionals. If you've got experience processing, underwriting, closing, funding, servicing, we want to hire you. Come join one of my companies, RP Funding, one of Florida's fastest-growing companies, as it expands here into Jacksonville, and be part of the RP Funding and Saving Thousands Radio Network family.
Apply today at rpfunding.com. RP Funding is an equal opportunity employer, Florida licensed mortgage lender, NMLS 70168.
I heard so much about it that I was like, you know what, I have to go check it out. I just want to go see.
Jaguars defensive tackle Cenderic Marks talks about Global Diamonds.
The value and the quality of what you're getting for the price that you're paying is unbeatable.
Cenderic is now a three-time repeat customer at Global and loves to spread the word to fellow players and fans.
Oh, you got to go check it out. I've told the guys a couple times. One, you have to go check it out. And two, I guarantee you, you'll get the best deal on the best quality of whatever you're getting if you go.
And right now, for that holiday jewelry, Global has 3 years zero interest financing on any purchase. Rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants. Just pick the item, divide by 36, and that's your payment. So that $2,000 pair of diamond stud earrings can be yours for just $84 a month. This Christmas, discover the unbeatable value of Global Diamonds.
I don't think it can be beat anywhere around the city.
Hey, you might even run into Cenderic or one of his teammates.
Global Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
At the markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI. Online, globaldiamondsusa.com. On approved credit, see store for details.
Now through New Year's Eve, every new and used RV at Campers Inn is drastically reduced during our year-end closeout sales event. New travel trailers, just $10.9. Class A motorhomes starting at $79.9. New Class Cs, just $69.9. Low down payments, special rate financing, and a selection that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to buy. But hurry, when the year ends, so does this incredible opportunity. The RVs you really want are on sale now at Campers Inn RV. I-10 West, exit 351, online at campersinn.com.
A payday loan at Ace Cash Express is a quick and easy way for you to borrow up to $500. With several locations in Florida, we're sure to have one in your neighborhood. Come in with your ID and a check or debit card and apply today. And remember, every loan at Ace is backed by a 48-hour satisfaction guarantee, so there's no risk to try us out. If you change your mind, just bring back the money within 48 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loan should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulty should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Victory Casino, America's biggest and best casino cruises, are sailing into the holidays. Victory offers a full-service casino featuring all the best table games and slot play. Dining options include a renowned buffet or a la carte menu. All sailors enjoy free cocktails while you play, and entertainment and dancing on all cruises. Cash prizes await aboard the Victory Casino Cruise. Schedule your cruise or holiday party at victorycasinocruises.com. Victory Casino Cruises. Feel the excitement. Experience the Victory.
Because everyone on your list will love getting a relaxing, therapeutic massage or healthy skin facial from Massage Envy, I want to tell you about a very special offer from our friends at the 7 Jacksonville area Massage Envy locations. Right now, buy $150 in gift cards and receive a free one-hour session for yourself or someone on your list. Visit the Massage Envy nearest you in Bartram Park, Fleming Island, Harbor Village, Jacks Beach, Oakleaf, Ortega, and Southside. You'll be glad you did.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Cold but sunny this morning with temperatures starting off in the 30s and the 40s. It is a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. This afternoon will be pretty nice overall. Sunny but chilly. High temperatures in the upper 50s. And then tonight, another cold one. Skies will be clear. Winds will be light. That'll be allowing temperatures to drop down into the upper 30s for inland spots, but closer to 50 degrees at the beaches. With your First Alert forecast, I'm Action News Jax meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Tim Tompkins. I have Dr. Uecker here in the studio with me. Again, he is a board-certified general surgeon and the medical director of the St. Vincent's Weight Loss Services Program. And there are many different kinds, well, four or five to be specific, types of surgical weight loss programs out there. But one that I really want to talk about, and it seems to me like it's not something I've heard as much about, it's called a gastric balloon. Doctor, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, that's a newly approved, FDA-approved device in the United States where we do endoscopy and place the balloon in a stomach body. This balloon is introduced in your body without the surgery. It stays in your body for 6 months, plus you get a lifestyle coaching for 12 months. Great device for people who need to lose 25 to 50 pounds, learn how to eat, what to avoid, and be set up for rest of your life.
And so you can go home the same day if you have that surgery most of the time.
It's like regular endoscopy. You go home same day. You may go home. You go back to work next day. You have no incisions. You have no pain. you don't feel it.
And what are the qualifications for that? Because you were saying 25 to 30 pounds, so it must be somebody maybe with a slightly lower BMI?
Well, the guidelines do say that your BMI should be between 30 to 40. So it's a slight overweight, you know, may qualify you for this procedure.
And who should really consider doing this instead of maybe gastric banding?
Well, everybody who has weight to lose and does not have significant medical conditions. You know, if somebody has uncontrolled diabetes on insulin, I would probably go with a more invasive procedure. But if you're relatively healthy and you need to lose some weight to be able to do physical activities and avoid, and that's a main thing, what I'm stressing out, the bariatric surgery or balloon or any intervention can prevent medical issues coming down the road.
Because there are so many different issues that being overweight and morbidly obese and obese really affect, like your heart, diabetes, you named a few earlier.
And it will come, you know. Once the person is young and morbidly obese, the body still can tolerate that. And but down the road, we see that people in their 40s and 50s are getting really sick. They're coming to the hospital with uncontrolled diseases. And many times, there's nothing really we can do unless they lose weight.
And this is just such a deeply personal decision for anybody looking to do it. And like I said, I know somebody that had a gastric bypass, and it worked out really well for him. You know, one of the things I was reading online last night when I was combing through some of the support groups on this subject was just changing a lifestyle and how changing your social lifestyle really you need to implement that, because everybody, you know, for a lot of people, their social lifestyle involves going out and getting dinner, going out and having drinks. And what kind of advice do you give to people that are looking to have major weight loss and changing those lifestyle decisions?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with socializing. Just don't involve food or too many drinks into that, because the body cannot burn that many calories, you know? It's very simple. How many calories you put in your body and how much energy you spend. So we have a tendency to overeat. We don't follow the basic rules of the natural system of feeding, and that is eat only when hungry. We socialize, we eat, you know, and that doesn't make sense to me.
And how about snacking?
Snacking, in my view, it's very harmful. I think metabolism is being clocked, if I might use that expression, and it doesn't work properly. I understand that metabolism works better when there are longer fasting periods. So there should be many hours between the meals without any snacks, unless that snack is a fruit.
Celery.
Anytime.
There you go. So you're listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. We are on WOKV every single Saturday at 2 o'clock to tune into 104.5. And I have Dr. Uchol here in the studio with me. He is the medical director of the St. Vincent's Weight Loss Services Program. We have a lot of time coming up, and I'm really excited to talk about a couple of different things. And one of them being, if you go through the surgery, a lot of people are going to ask you, how do you lose that weight? And preparing yourself for that answer coming up.
I'm Lillian Wu. The U.S. Embassy in Pakistan warning of possible terror attacks in the country's capital in late December. This according to the Associated Press. Meanwhile, here at home, federal law enforcement cracking down on individuals they say have ties to militants. An arrest in Pennsylvania, the most recent.
19-year-old Jaleel Ibn Amir Aziz of Harrisburg now faces two counts related to conspiring and attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization, namely ISIS. He was arrested on Thursday.
Fox's Molly Lyne.
Prosecutors allege the teenager used social media to disseminate ISIS propaganda, including execution photos, and a link to the identifying information of 100 members of the U.S. military calling for violence against them.
And a shoplifting suspect in Tennessee shot and killed after running over deputies. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Jacksonville's only all news in the mornings. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News. 5 to 9. News 104.5 WOKV.
No need to click your heels three times. St. Vincent's understands there's no place quite like home. That's why they have waitathomeer.com. If you have a minor injury or illness and need to see a doctor soon, visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your treatment time. St. Vincent's is the only health system in town that allows you to wait in the convenience of your own home versus a crowded waiting room. Once you arrive at one of our emergency rooms or walk-in first care clinics, your wait is no more than 15 minutes. Waitathomeer.com is your prescription for convenient treatment.
Herman Cain here. And like most people, I love getting a luxury experience without having to pay the high price. That's why I love Brumos Lexus. Because at Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville, you get the Brumos Buy. The Brumos Buy lets you shop for a pre-owned Lexus and know you're getting the best price since they always check their prices against the competition. Plus, they put the Brumos Buy price on every vehicle up front, so you don't have to haggle. Not to mention incredible offers like buying a 2013 certified pre-owned ES350 for just $25,500 or a 2013 RX350 for just $29,500. What are you waiting for? Get the Brumos Buy today at Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and tell them Herman sent you or visit Brumos.com.
Hi, my name is Sam Sassine, Vice President of Sales.
Hi, my name is Joe Sassine, Vice President of Operations.
One thing about WOKV is it's hitting a local market. And not only that, it's hitting the listeners that we need to be doing business with.
I just don't have enough good things to say about WOKV. Great ideas, great production, and great results.
Call sales manager Eric Lauer directly at 245-8602. News 104.5 WOKV. Your business can depend on it.
This is Dave Binion, owner of Zero Res here in Jacksonville. I want to thank all of our wonderful customers and wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas season. We here at Zero Res are working hard to become the most trusted provider in our industry. We enjoy serving you and cleaning your carpets to the very best of our ability. In addition to cleaning carpets in your home, Zero Res does an excellent job of cleaning the carpets in your place of business. If your office floors need some cleaning, this is the right time to get it done. For the week between Christmas and New Year's, you know, the week that a lot of people are gone, Zero Res will clean your carpets for 20% off. Take a look around. If you think it needs cleaning, let your boss know and tell them that now is the time. That's 20% off on commercial carpet cleaning for the week between Christmas and New Year's. Hey, I've got some great news. Starting January 1st, Zero Res will be servicing Palm Coast and Daytona Beach. If you have some folks that live down there, let them know about Zero Res. Call Zero Res today at 287-5727. That's 287-5727. Zero Res, spelled forward or backwards. It's the right way to clean.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Temperatures this morning are cold in the 30s and the 40s, although it is going to be pretty nice this afternoon, but cold. It is a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. Sunny but chilly with high temperatures today in the upper 50s, not expecting any rain today. Bright skies all day long, and then tonight another cold one with clear skies. Lows will be down into the 30s for inland areas, but closer to 50 degrees for the beaches. With your first alert forecast, I'm Action News Jax meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104. WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Big problems on 95 northbound again.
A traffic alert. Traffic alert.
There's a crash at 8th Street blocking the two left lanes and traffic is just awful driving through downtown right now. Emergency crews are currently on scene providing assistance, so move over to the right lanes as soon as possible. 20 minutes ticket from I-10 up to Airport Road. But if you just got into your car, you can avoid these traffic delays by taking Main Street instead. And if you're leaving the north side on the east beltway southbound, you are moving up to speed over the Dames Point Bridge. 11 minutes ticket from Heckscher down the JTB. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Chavis Elliott.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome back to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's. I am Tim Tompkins. I am joined here in the studio today by Dr. Uecker. We are talking about weight loss and surgical weight loss options. If you have a question for the doctor, the number to call is 340-1045. Again, that is 904-340-1045. So St. Vincent's has a couple of different types of surgical options, and I want to run through those, some of the pros and cons and everything for you. And I guess we'll start off with gastric bypass. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Gastric bypass, gold standard procedure. We've been doing gastric bypass for over 35 years. We know what happens to the patient. We brought the gastric bypass to perfection. We do laparoscopy. Patient stays in the hospital for 2 days. If you have too much weight to lose, if you have many metabolic issues, gastric bypass is way to go.
And a phrase you just used right there is gold standard, and that was something that I had read myself. And why, when they use that phrase gold standard, are they referring to that procedure?
I think because you have a most resolution of metabolic issues and great weight loss.
And what are some of the pros for that option?
Pros? Uncontrolled diabetes, losing over 100 or 150 pounds, rapid weight loss, patients who cannot move, cannot walk, people who are on oxygen, or people in older age when, you know, you don't have 5 years to start losing a weight slowly. You want to do it now. People with severe cardiac issues, people on the blood thinners, you want to do surgery now so they can see the benefits in 3 or 6 months.
So gastric bypass seems like it's something that somebody with a really high BMI would want to use, somebody that's morbidly obese and needs to lose weight this very moment.
Yes, but it works also, believe it or not, for low BMI. Patients who have a BMI of 35, I've done hundreds of gastric bypasses in that low BMI, and the body still loses just as much as needed. So many times I get a question, well, when do I stop losing weight? And I'm trying to explain, you're not going to keep losing and losing until you disappear, right? You're going to go to that blueprint weight where you should be, according to your age, your sex, your activity, and that will be your goal.
So the gastric bypass, this one, it basically surgically makes your stomach smaller. So essentially you feel full sooner.
We make it 10 times smaller than it is usually.
Wow.
And you take really few bites. Interesting story was the couple came to me after gastric bypass and they said, listen, what we had for breakfast? Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. So they said, we had one boiled egg and we split it. So that's how little you need. Sometimes it's frightful when I say that a seminar when I'm teaching the new candidates for surgery, mm-hmm. but it's really true. It's really astonishing how little we need to function well.
And so that kind of leads to the next question, because I was talking to somebody who had had or who was about to have one of these surgical weight loss procedures, and he was telling me that he was fine with the surgery and that one of his biggest worries is when friends ask him, because we're talking about a massive amount of weight loss, when a friend asks him and says, how did you lose all that weight? What do they say? What do you tell people that are about to go through a massive weight loss procedure like this, and how to answer those kinds of questions?
Well, that's interesting, and I'm not an expert in psychology, but after doing this many years, it's individual. Some people are open. Some people hide it from the coworkers. Some people don't say the spouses they have with surgery. And I respect that, you know. I have a contract with my patient, not with people around. Well, I would say, you know, I live healthy. I eat better. I exercise. Use something like that. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to say I had a surgery.
Yeah, and all of this also involves a lifestyle change. We'll get into a bit more here in a minute, but I want to go through some of the other options for people. The next one on the list is gastric banding.
Gastric banding is a procedure that came to us mostly from Australia, where they started with the gastric banding in the 80s and 90s. The beauty of the gastric banding is we don't cut or remove anything, put adjustable band on the top of the stomach, and the band is connected with a chamber, and the chamber can be filled with a saline, and person can get restrictions or take restrictions out of the band. The beauty of the band is fast recovery. You don't have to stay in a hospital. You go home after surgery. And good news are, currently, there is insurance plans that are covering the gastric banding with very low BMI. Once your BMI is over 30, you may qualify. And it's coming to us from West, you know, the California and the insurance companies there already covering those plans. And I just got a letter this week that some insurance carriers are covering the gastric banding in our area too.
So as in comparison to the bypass, does this have a less dramatic weight loss than the bypass does?
Obviously, it's a less procedure. It's completely different. Works on a peer restriction and lifestyle changes. So weight loss is less dramatic. Takes a little bit longer time, and but eventually, in 5 to 10 years, people do have a tendency to have very similar weight loss.
And you are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you have a question for Dr. Uecker, the number to call is 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045. The next one I want to talk about is a sleeve gastrectomy.
Awesome procedure. I love it. Has an impact on your metabolism right away. According to study from Cleveland Clinic, 37% of diabetics resolve a metabolic disease within a 12 months. It didn't require any medication. So recommendation now is if you have a type 2 diabetes, if you're morbidly obese, you need to lose weight first.
Yeah, this one right here. So what it says on the St. Vincent's website, which is really helpful, by the way, it's just jackshealth.com/services/bariatrics. It says that a sleeve gastrectomy surgically removes half the stomach. What is the recovery on a sleeve gastrectomy like?
Well, I have to tell you, I take more than a half.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to leave the stomach that is approximately size of the pen. And it works just great. Has been tested over many years.
Size of a pen, you just said?
Yeah, size of the pen. And that's enough. That's enough, and it will give you good lifestyle, excellent weight loss. How long you stay in a hospital? One night. 90% of the patients do stay in a hospital one night. The good thing is, in a gastric sleeve, I can use the specially designed micro instruments. They are really slightly thicker than a needle. And you should see the results, how these patients do recover. They have much less pain and absolutely no scar.
One of the hardest things someone was telling me was the liquid diet after. Is that on all the procedures?
No. I do it differently.
Oh, yeah?
We don't stress that much on a type and how you do it. We just give you the basic rules and principles, and we tailor the diet and after surgery eating according to you, to your needs. So what you get from the surgery is the benefit of not being hungry. So it's easy, really easy to do, just drink when you're thirsty. And when you're hungry, once a day, you eat what is on the list for the first 10 days, 14 days, and there is no struggle. There is no mental power needed, like, I cannot eat steak. I cannot have my pasta. I cannot have my hamburger. You know, it's not appealing to you after surgery. That's why the surgery is so great, because it works immediately on your brain.
It seems like that would be one of the hardest things, right? So I guess what you're saying to me right now is after this surgery right here, that you don't have to just drink protein shakes and eat popsicles.
Well, we recommend some basic protein intake so you heal well. That's absolutely true. But in terms of eating, it's very simple. And again, eat when you're hungry and drink when you're thirsty.
One of the ones that not a lot of people have heard about, including myself, prior to today's episode, is, and I'm going to apologize if I mess this up in advance. I've asked the kind doctor like 4 times how to pronounce this, the duodenal switch.
Yeah, duodenal switch is the procedure we're doing on extremely obese individuals. It's similar to gastric bypass, but there is a little bit more surgery involved. We preserve more stomach than in a gastric bypass. In the United States, around 1% of patients do receive the duodenal switch.
And why are they a little bit less popular than some of the other options?
It's more technically demanding. It's more challenging to do, and sometimes there are more side effects like malnutrition effects. If you make the duodenal switch a little bit longer than it should be, the patient might have serious problems with the liver and kidneys.
Okay, and then the next one I want to talk about is a gastric balloon, and this one is the least invasive of all the procedures we talked about a little while ago, but you can go home the same day that you get this done.
It's absolute beauty now. So for this low BMI patients who were really scared from the surgery, didn't want to have any scar, you know, didn't want to go through the hospital stay, this is very elegant procedure, and it comes with a whole package of teaching you, guiding you, changing your lifestyle, assessing you nutritionally, giving you exercise activities, and following you, you know, week after week for entire 12 months.
So this balloon's inside of you for 6 months?
So we place the balloon one day, and then 6 months later, according to FDA recommendation, it should be removed.
Okay, and so what's the process like after? Because you just said it lasts for a year. After you get the balloon removed, you continue working with St. Vincent's dietitians, helping you make those healthy lifestyle choices.
And we have a lifestyle coaching program, support group programs, and, of course, a group of doctors that will guide you. After 12 months, that's a cycle that comes with the balloon. But our services are open, and we are gladly, you know, following those patients further if they have any other needs.
And again, you are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. I have Dr. Uechel here in the studio with me. He is a board-certified general surgeon and medical director of the St. Vincent's Weight Loss Services Program. So a lot of people are asking themselves that are going to go through this, and you're talking about a dramatic amount of weight loss. And one question that kept popping up when I was reading about this was, well, I feel like myself after I lose all that weight.
It depends. it really does change ability, what you can do. And that's what I love, what I do. Because when I see that person comes, like there was a lady who came to me Wednesday evening, and she mixed up the hospital. She came to my office because she was seeking for the support group meeting, but that was in a different hospital, different campus. So I sat with her down, and she crossed her legs, and she was smiling, and she was just so happy being able to cross her legs. So when I see that somebody can do more, is not short-winded, and what I love the most is scratching the number of medications on a list. And believe me, I see many patients coming to see me for the first pre-op visit, and they have 20, 30, 35 medications on the list. It's unbelievable.
I mean, that's a crazy amount of medications for anybody to be on. But as you were speaking to earlier, doctor, that being obese and morbidly obese can affect so many other types of health issues for each individual person.
Across the board. And diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea. I see patients lose 30, 40 pounds. They don't use the CPAP anymore. They sleep well, you know. And for many couples, it's a troublesome thing, you know, when your husband sleeps with that mask overnight, is making the noises. So it's a really serious thing. The pressure on your knees. I was talking to an orthopedic surgeon the other day, and he told me, every time the person gains 10 pounds, when you're standing up, it's 100 more pounds on your knees. So if I give somebody weight loss of 50 pounds, that's 500 pounds off your knees. And really, every single patient feels that.
Yeah, it's just such a mental thing. I know that when you go and you lose that kind of weight, that it changes how you feel about yourself. And yeah, that one person who was saying that he doesn't have to rent two seats on a flight. Excuse me, that he can cross his legs, that he can sit at the on a stool at a restaurant. And so there's all these different things that it just makes you feel so much better about yourself. And one thing I want to point out is that when you lose weight, working out gets a little bit easier for you too. So we still have plenty of time coming up here on News 104.5 WOKV on Ask the Doctor. Dr. Uechel in the studio with me, and please stay with us.
Washington insider Jamie Dupree is holding government accountable. Daily updates at 6:53 and 8:23.
There's a great divide between the two parties on how best to project strength.
On Jacksonville's Morning News with Rich Jones on News 104.5 WOKV.
No need to click your heels three times. St. Vincent's understands there's no place quite like home. That's why they have waitathomeer.com. If you have a minor injury or illness and need to see a doctor soon, visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your treatment time. St. Vincent's is the only health system in town that allows you to wait in the convenience of your own home versus a crowded waiting room. Once you arrive at one of our emergency rooms or walk-in first care clinics, your wait is no more than 15 minutes. Waitathomeer.com is your prescription for convenient treatment.
Now through New Year's Eve, every new and used RV at Campers Inn is drastically reduced during our year-end closeout sales event. New travel trailers just $10.99. Class A motorhomes starting at $79.99. New Class Cs just $69.99. Low down payments, special rate financing, and a selection that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to buy. But hurry, when the year ends, so does this incredible opportunity. The RVs you really want are on sale now at Campers Inn RV. I-10 West, exit 351, online at campersinn.com.
That fabulous piece of diamond jewelry this Christmas is more affordable than ever, thanks to Global Diamonds, Jacksonville's direct diamond importer. Listen, this holiday season, Global Diamonds is offering 3 years zero interest financing on any purchase. So you can get her that $1,000 diamond and sapphire ring and pay just $28 a month. Or how about a $2,000 pair of dazzling diamond stud earrings and pay less than $56 a month? Zero interest for 3 years on anything and everything, only at Global Diamonds. Are you planning to propose over the holidays? Global Diamonds just got in a new shipment of certified diamonds straight from the diamond cutters overseas, from a half carat to 5 carats, at the guaranteed best price in America. And yes, you can buy her that engagement ring now and spread your payments over 3 years without paying a dime in interest. It's easy to splurge this Christmas, thanks to Global Diamonds, Jacksonville's direct diamond importer. Open Sundays till Christmas at the markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI. On approved credit, see store for details.
You know what makes me mad?
Well, you know a few things, but I'm fed up with a lack of quality standards when it comes to selling your home. This is Brian Kilmeade, everybody. You know, when I sell a home, I expect professional photos and a description that sells. Contact CC Underwood and the Selling with CC team. CC and her team know it's about you. Instead of one agent doing six jobs, CC's team has six agents doing one job each. CC wants your home to sell, not sit. Contact JacksonvilleHomeReport.com to have a specialist give you a free report.
Keller Williams, Jacksonville Realty.
It's Rich Jones, and this is bigger than any clearance event or any one-day sale. This is Toyota-thon, and the savings are huge, tremendous at Arlington Toyota. Our friends are already setting sales records. The hottest Toyota models are flying off the lot. Toyota-thon is the must-buy event of the year. Closeout deals on 2015s and year-end deals on the 2016s, plus Arlington Toyota's signature customer service. See dealer for details at 10939 Atlantic Boulevard, or at ArlingtonToyota.com. You can buy a new 2016 Toyota Corolla L manual starting at just $16,788, or lease a 2016 Corolla LE with zero money down and payments as low as $189 a month. Toyota-thon will not last long. Get in today. You already see so many of the Arlington tags on the roads. During Toyota-thon, you're going to see even more, because they paid so little. Stay safe and keep your phone in your pocket when driving. Join Arlington Toyota and take the pocket pledge by visiting pocketpledge.com today.
Want to go somewhere really fascinating? Why not visit your own country? Book a trip on Amtrak. Frame-worthy views come standard with every ticket. So does extra legroom. Plus, you can recharge your phone and yourself. And right now, saver fares from Jacksonville are only $26 to Orlando, $93 to Washington, D.C., and $110 to New York. Restrictions apply. Just visit Amtrak.com. 500 destinations, infinite stories. Amtrak. See where the train can take you.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Cold but sunny this morning with temperatures starting off in the 30s and the 40s. It is a 7 on the WOKV weather meter. This afternoon will be pretty nice overall, sunny but chilly, high temperatures in the upper 50s. And then tonight, another cold one. Skies will be clear, winds will be light. That will be allowing temperatures to drop down into the upper 30s for inland spots, but closer to 50 degrees at the beaches. With your First Alert forecast, I'm Action News Jax meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
It's the game everybody's talking about on New Year's weekend. The Georgia Bulldogs take on the Penn State Nittany Lions in this year's Tax Slayer Bowl on January 2nd, and you can go for free. Just head over to our website, WOKV.com, or look in our app for your chance to win tickets to the game, plus two tickets to the Budweiser tailgate party.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome back to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKV. I am joined by Dr. Ugel here in the studio, and it is always brought to you by St. Vincent's. And one thing that we haven't really had quite as much time as I was hoping to talk about yet are the almost weekly weight loss info sessions. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Well, if you are interested in losing a weight and be associated with a most successful bariatric program, then you should certainly join our free sessions. We offer those on a weekly basis in different hospitals in St. Vincent Hospital Network. You know, the schedule can be found on our website. You know, just please call or email to register. Bring your friends, your family. And we'll explain you what the options are, what the basics are. We'll give you pros and cons of every single procedure, and I guarantee you we are extremely open. We want to inform everybody what you can expect. We are very committed and very passionate about this.
And the number to call, if you have you want to attend one of these info sessions at St. Vincent's, it's 904-450-6090. Again, that's 904-450-6090. Also, if you just go to jackshealth.com and in the little search bar, just type in weight loss, surgical weight loss. It's going to be the first link that comes up and has all the information right there, all the staff you're going to be meeting with. And one of the things that I want to talk about really quickly, too, is not everybody has health insurance that would cover this. So what do those people do?
Well, we do many patients who do self-pay or financial planning options, and in my view, you know, that's a great investment in your life when you're investing in your health. So help is there. If a person contacts my office, we'll explain and we'll guide the patient from A to Z, and we'll support the patient's effort to lose the weight healthy.
Absolutely. And again, you are listening to Ask the Doctor here on News 104.5 WOKB, so you don't have to have health insurance. You can call this number, which is 450-6090, and that there are options, there are payment plans. And why should somebody that doesn't have insurance consider a surgical weight loss procedure?
Because the weight loss surgery is successful and safe, because there's nothing else that can give you good weight loss for a long time. Plus, you want to be committed. Plus, you want to be attached to experts who know what they do.
And you only live once. Have the best life you can.
Doctor, I like it.
Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you'll come back another time. This is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's.
FM Atlantic Beach, WOKV Jacksonville.
Streaming live on the iHeartRadio app.
This is News 104.5 WOKV.
Ask the Doctor is brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare.
A payday loan at Ace Cash Express is a quick and easy way for you to borrow up to $500. With several locations in Florida, we're sure to have one in